I think the thing that I was so excited about when Ray sent that dancing Soren was I've always associated animation
mm-hmm.
with like a pretty intensive process, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like to be able to take somebody's animation, like fit animating of a person, right? I've always thought of that as a pretty intensive process. And this was such an easy thing to do, right? And while I could obviously tell it was like a scan and it wasn't super great, like image, right? It just blew my mind how easy it was
mm-hmm.
to just have this image of Soren start doing things that he had no capability of doing himself.
Right. Well, yeah, I guess because we grew up thinking animation, you had to paint or draw every single frame.
Yeah.
And then, no, now you can do this with a computer, but you have to be a highly skilled programmer to do it. And so knowing that we now have the tools to need certain skills, right? Like what Ray was able to do with the 3D scanning is not something I could do necessarily, or Ray could now teach me, right? Ray could give me the equipment and I could do it. But you know, it has been democratized to such a degree that with certain hardware, certain software, and minimal training and ability, you can do something that seemed so impossible. Because it doesn't look real. It's not human like a video, but it, as an animation, you can tell it's an animation of this human. It's a quality animation of this human. And while, I know the original Thriller choreography, I could easily teach it to Soren, he could easily do it. It's real that he didn't.
Yeah.
He never did that. He didn't learn that dance. That didn't happen. And so there's such like wide-ranging implications for someone's body seeming as if they did something or know something, and that's not what happened. That's not real.
Yeah, it makes this just makes me think of the like the permissions we allow, right, with our digital selves versus our physical selves, right?
Ooh.
That our digital self, we allow a lot of intrusion onto, right?
Mm.
And a lot of observation onto. But then the physical self is sacrosanct, or we view it as sacrosanct, right? And that in this moment, we're crossing a little that boundary, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where yes, Soren allowed Ray to scan him, but there was that moment where in the dancing and the moving and the sort of the joy of it,
mm-hmm.
there's also a moment where I'm like, oh, very easily that could become
mm-hmm.
like a negative thing, you know, like.
Well, and we had no idea what Ray was going to do with it. So
yeah.
I don't think the Thriller dance or anything else was mentioned at the time of scanning.
No.
It was just an experiment in our process of like, let's just get a 3D scan of one of our company members. And we didn't know the outcome. And it was just like a very short while later that Ray was like, bloop, here's an email, here's this thing. And we were all like, what?
Yeah.
And yeah, you could make that body do anything that you had the programming set up to
do.
Have that.
Well, it also made me think a little bit of like, or this makes me think of Ray did scans of you and my
of our heads.
Right? And that Ray did 3D printing of that,
mm-hmm.
right? Which I think is super cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think Ray mentioned to me that he had, like, somebody was like, oh, a printed out thing of Wolfgang, do you mind if I take that? And now thinking about it, I have a moment where I'm like, oh, this is like, it feels different than a picture,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, it's a different experience of like, oh, sure, you can take that picture of somebody, right? It's like you actually my likeness, right? My like the actual like my physical likeness has been reproduced and has been shared. And that has a like there's weird connotations in that.
Yeah.
You know? Which I don't have a problem with. but there was like now that I'm thinking about it in this moment, like
mm-hmm.
in this context, I think it's like a really fascinating implication.
And for thinking of how we can be responsible in integrating this into our performance work.
Absolutely.
Or the installation work that we're creating, because we're not going to have people sign a million waivers or give a million disclaimers because we don't want to sanitize or make the work too boring or predictable. But how can we also accept the responsibility of like getting a 3D scan of someone? Is their full image, their full likeness in such a format that you can manipulate it?
Yeah.
That you get such a recording of the dimensions of their body that you can make their body do things that they didn't ever do.
Yeah.
And that is... it's beautiful, it's fascinating, it's terrifying, and I feel like it's a great responsibility, like, now that we're investigating it, and we might be asking audience members or members of the public to give that to us. I want it to be something that we do respectfully, but also potentially causing a little bit of alarm so that people
yeah.
know that this is this easy now.
Yeah. If that, I mean, I feel like we're already addressing the beginnings of that in who is doing the scanning, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because when we did the work in progress showing,
mm-hmm.
when we were first starting to do this and we would had Ray doing the first scans,
mm-hmm.
and he was scanning Aaron,
mm-hmm.
Maitland Stewart, there was a moment, and we were watching this, and
yep.
There was a moment where it was like, oh... it's a little weird to have a man doing this. Like the
male gaze.
The male gaze there is very pronounced,
mm-hmm.
right? And that now it's a matter of like, okay, like what are the next steps? Now we're taking care of the moment of them being scanned, of the audience being scanned.
Mm-hmm.
How do we take care of that digital file, right?
Right.
Or of that likeness, like how do we take care of that,
mm-hmm.
right? While still getting our point across.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, me either. But if you're still listening to us blabbing, come to the show and find out.